1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to Too Much Rock, podcast number 464. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We started things off this week with a track from Girl Gang, a band from Yogyakarta, Indonesia. The song I played was called Pop Princess, and it's on the new album, or new EP rather, Not Sad, Not Fulfilled. It came out October 9th on Colibri Records. That band made their appearance on the podcast, I don't know, a year ago, something like that, with the last release. I was excited to see something new come out, and it is so good. Revisiting that one, it's just... They do so many different things on that EP, all within the same song, and all of them so well, just taking bits and pieces of all of my favorite things. So happy with Girl Gang there. Well, music, that's what you're here for. So we're going to start with this set off with a track from Doe. This song is called My Friends.
good friend. I can lean, I can count, I can bend back. There's a line, there's a point I wanna bring you to a place where you question nothing. There's a wolf, but I can't seem to fight her. Did the right thing, I swear. I can take break, replace your worry. It's a lot less stress when you question nothing. There's a wolf, but I can't seem to find her.
Back to Too Much Rock podcast number 464. We started that set off with Doe. The track I played was called My Friends, and it's on the new album Grow Into It, which just came out September 28th on Top Shelf Records. That London band is phenomenal. That album is just great. So many songs on there that I just love. I think that one there might actually be the lead track on the album. Just grabs you in that guitar sound. That's so good. Anyway, give that one a listen. You're going to be a fan. After that, we heard from Seesaw from Madison, Wisconsin. The song I played was called Sheep's Clothing. It's on the band's new album, Big Dogs, which they released themselves on September 7th of this year. Caught them a couple of times recently. They seem to be always touring, and it's always an entertaining show. Not sure that album does it for me, but hey, based on the strength of the live show, I was willing to give it a shot. Let's see. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works at this point. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, let's jump into something here that I picked up a week or two ago. Looking in the used bins, found a great deal on a Madness album that I didn't have, so I picked it up, not really remembering anything about it. So here's a track from Madness. It's called Uncle Sam.
Takes up all of my time. He gives me things to do, 'cause he's a wonderful man. But I- Honestly, I turn away from you.
Some girls will, some girls won't. Some girls need a lot of loving in her, some girls don't.
Goodness, I love that band. That is the Pee-wees from Italy. The track is called Walking Through My Hell, and it's on the band's album Moving Target, which came out September 14th on Rumbar Records or Wild Honey Records, depending on where you're at. I don't know much about that band, but I'm going to. I'm going to pick up everything they've ever recorded, and you're going to hear it all on the podcast. Before that, we heard from Racy. The track I played was called Some Girls, and that's on the album Smash and Grab, which originally came out in 1979, though I just picked it up on a 2009 reissue released on 7T's Records, that band based on Winston Supermar in UK. That track there, if you recognize that stomp, that is definitely a Nicky Chinn, Mike Chapman track. That band definitely falls in the same category as all of those glam bands of that era. Very much a Shawadi Wadi sort of 50s rock and roll feel back to them as well. Spent a lot of time with them and Mud and all of those bands recently. Not sure why. But that is a 2-CD package of the album and every single they ever released in kind of their initial incarnation. They had a reunion not so long ago. But that one's definitely worth picking up if you're into that sort of glam stomper with a little bit of that 50s feel to it. And then we started that set off with Madness with the track Uncle Sam. That is on the Mad Not Mad album, released in 1985. I just picked that one up in a used bin. Didn't remember anything on there except for that track, knowing I liked that one. Turns out that is my favorite track on that album, but it was an interesting listen all the way through. Anyway, let's wrap things up here. I want to let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 464. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, we've got Cursive coming to town on the 18th at the Record Bar, or She Wants Revenge is at the Riot Room that same night. On the 19th, Kansas is playing at the Midland. On the 20th, Sloth Thrust is at Record Bar. On the 22nd, Ted Leo is playing at the Bottleneck. The 23rd, Awake But Still in Bed is at the Bottleneck with some other bands that are probably the headliners, but maybe that's the one I care about most. On the 25th, Emmeline Twist at the Record Bar. 27th, Ghost is coming to the Midland. 31st, Of Montreal is playing the Granada, or Bob Log the 3rd at the Record Bar. And then peeking into November, we have Apocalypse Meow announced on the 2nd and 3rd. And we'll talk more about that on an upcoming podcast, as we do every year. On the 4th, Iron Sheik at the Riot Room. On the 8th, Get Up Kids are playing at the Record Bar. The 11th, The Bronx is coming back, this time to the Granada. On the 12th, Prince Daddy and the Hyena at Rhino. And that one could be fun. On the 16th, Lucero at the Madrid. 17th, maybe I'm heading down to Tulsa for that Descendants Ultimate Fake Book show. And Hagfish, they're on that bill too. It's been many, many years since I saw that band. Looking at the website, nothing new up there today, though I think we'll have photos, video, and my thoughts on a couple of shows that I caught this weekend. We saw the Dead Voices, Worlds of Fun, and The Return of Man Bear. And then the next night, Uncouth, and then The Shame, and The Penny Mob. See, I remember where I was two nights ago. I'm not that old. Okay, so let's go wrap this up. I got one track left for you here. Those listen to the podcast on a regular basis know I've been working my way through the To the Outside of Everything, the story of UK post-punk 1977 to 1981, a 5-CD set. We are on disc 4 this week, and the track I picked was one by Spoon Phaser, the project of Simon Patterson, and I don't think that that project lasted very long. I think there's one EP and then later kind of an Odds and Sods EP, but he's still active in the world doing other things. The track I'm going to play is called Do Different Dances. I'd never heard it before, but it does it feel that wonderful post-punk feeling. Originally released in 1980, it feels like it, and it feels wonderful. So that's what we're getting here this week. This is Spoon Phaser, Do Different Dances. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week. They